Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Sunday.
We back in the building.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all share this, man.
All right, like, share, man. Y'all see the topic. The topic of today's episode, true or false. All right, so we're going to have a little fun with today's topic, right? So let's go on and get right into it. It's your host, PJ Perfect Gentleman. Got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Mr. AKA, I got that shit on because it's cold out.
And Mr. Fly Jock himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Mr. TikTok, Mr. Chef Jock.
I done seen him in the kitchen. He a motherfucking chef.
Chip.
All right. That's what we talking about.
Mr. That's all when I leave this motherfucker.
Yeah. That's what we talking about. Cool. What y'all think today's topic about? Because y'all see what we said, true or false. What you think? How you think that's going to
go? I don't know. I think it's on some fifth grade shit. Truth or dare.
Truth or dare. I always did dare.
I feel to be a real.
So y'all feel like we should definitely do a truth or dare.
Nah, we ain't say that.
Nah. True or false.
I'm just telling you, I feel like
we can't do truth or dare no more.
Elementary shit, because we ain't dare me do a motherfucking thing.
Hey, I'm just saying, have you ever, y'all did that shit like grown people?
What?
Truth or dare.
I mean, with my daughter. She definitely do the dumbest shit. Yeah. That I dated roll out.
No, I'm talking about no kids involved. Just adult truth or dare.
I mean, if I had
maybe 30s and over, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I had an adult game night with all single people, I'd probably do some truth or dare. No, for real, if you got an adult game night with all single people, let's play some truth or dare with a little bit of drink.
Yo.
A little yak.
Yeah, man, you know, Black, shit.
RMF in the building. What's up? I see Auntie, how you doing today? It's Sunday. Yeah,
might
okay, we finna go ahead and dive right on into the little true or false.
Auntie, you did truth or dare as a grown woman.
Oh, Lord.
Huh, Auntie?
Auntie, don't answer no questions.
No
questions. Without an attorney present.
Fly say without that attorney present, man, don't answer no questions.
For real.
That's that.
I refuse to answer any question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Thank you. Auntie said no.
All right, check it out. It says, all right, truth or dare. Truth or false?
Okay.
All right, this is the first one. We're going to go and get started.
Not true. True or false? True.
Nobody
or false,
treats you better than the person you don't want.
Nobody treats you better.
Hey, boy, the live got quiet. Boy, y'all got quiet.
All right, Tony, so what you think?
False.
He lying. That's truer than a motherfucker. That is true.
I don't know anybody that don't want me, so right now, my present state.
No. That is false. Nobody treats you better than repeat that again.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a person
than
that
a person
I don't.
You don't want. Like a person you don't want to be with. Like,
So I supposed to treat them better.
No, they treat you better than anybody else. The statement goes.
At this present time,
I'm not able to speak accurately on the question, so I'm gonna have to go with false.
Oh. Okay.
I know entrapment when I see it, motherfucker.
I would say
I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers.
I think everybody knows it's some truth. It's a lot of truth to that. So
Right, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at Family Matters and Steve Urkel, I would say that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Looking at Family Matters and Steve Urkel, I would say it's true.
That's the perfect example.
That's a great example.
I know, that's why I said it. That's what I do.
Laura Winslow and Urkel, Steve
and
Urkel.
Then when Jit turned to what's the name?
Stefan.
He Urkel. Took that juice, and then she wanted. They be on a nigga. Yeah, they want a nigga.
Yeah, they be on a nigga.
Okay, all right, that's cool. We bust that one wide open.
All right.
So let's go to the next one, right? True or false? Remember this: true or false. A penis can get stuck in a vagina.
False
than a motherfucker.
Well, I don't know, man. I never got my shit stuck a couple of times.
False.
Got it stuck. I had to use a little lube to pull it out of that bitch.
False.
Hey. Where do babies come from, motherfucker?
Listen.
Because you got stuck in that
bitch.
The
question is, true or false, can a penis get stuck in a vagina?
Oh, yep.
True or false, ladies and gentlemen?
True.
Flash say false. Auntie say false.
It's false, but it's true.
It's true.
Cause
I know your baby. If you got kids out there, it got stuck in there at some point.
Got stuck. See, my type of stuck is like when
point blank.
Time out. Fly, you ain't finna just slide by that. Fly say my person is stuck. Because if you got kids, homie, you got stuck in that.
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey. We call it shoot the club up.
Hey. Tear the club up, nigga. Tear the club up.
Boy. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Listen, man. Come on, man.
So truth be told that.
Everybody got stuck.
What you saying that we all done got stuck?
Everybody got stuck. This whole panel done got stuck.
Damn.
I just want to take the moment one more time to let y'all know that.
Hey, refuse to answer any question on the ground that it may incriminate me.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, Lord. Look, y'all. Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. This guy here.
What you say? Yeah, he
hey, listen. Every time it get cold outside, that nigga hope he be praying.
Hey, y'all, boy, I'm letting you know that tomorrow, boy, I'm going to have that shit on now.
I called this nigga yesterday. The first thing he say, boy, I'm putting that shit on tomorrow. Cause it's cold.
Logan, show ass. No, but look, they be fresh out the box, nigga. Fresh out the car.
Nigga, fresh out.
Let me check my pun pack.
And then call me and ask, let's go walk around the mall. He want to put on an outfit just so walk bad. Around.
So bad.
Hey, I say, damn,
bruh. All right, cool. So that is even on the basis, even Jock's revision of the question.
Yes.
Statement, should I say. That's true, and the other actual statement is true.
Yeah.
It's a true fact. Now, however, I did say I don't know in what arena, you know, that you're getting stuck in.
I am a pit bull, but I ain't an actual pit bull.
So, okay, here we go. A man found everything in a woman except for one thing. She had bad sex of whack poom poom.
Well, he
ain't wait. Is
that's crazy?
Is he cheating? True or false?
Hold on, wait.
He found everything in a woman.
Everything that he wanted in his woman, except that she had bad poom poom, bad sex and bad poom poom and loose poom poom.
She can have. I'm gonna say false.
Is he cheating? He's staying faithful. True or false? Is he cheating? True or false?
Oh, is he cheating?
Is he cheating? Yeah, what I'm saying is he found everything that he wanted in this woman.
She got whack ass sex.
She got loose poom poom and whack sex.
Oh, loose poom poom.
Is he cheating?
Is that before or after he asked her about a threesome?
Answer the question, bro.
I'm saying because he might, you know, pitch a threesome towards it, then, you know.
Nah, it's true.
Nah, it's false.
Okay. This guy, no. This guy full of shit.
It's false. Falsitary. False.
Oh,
he is faithful because, you know why? He probably don't even know that it's whack because he in that itty bitty titty. don't know, man. It all depends on how experienced the guy is. Because if the guy's pretty experienced and he don't have pressure, then maybe. But if he just as whack as she is, two peas in the pot.
Can the head at least be fire?
That was probably fire.
Yeah, I mean, there's scenarios to the question. Of course, you can think of different.
Yeah, I think
you know scenarios the, to be in. That but is I'm the just reason saying, can the head at least be fire? Out. I mean,
true.
That's
true.
The reason he stared out.
All right,
that's
okay.
True, man.
She catch paintballs.
Oh shit! White paintball, huh?
It's only one color.
Oh. Okay.
Got to be no okay. Care.
This is a little bit more serious. Just on the street question. Mm-hmm. Actually, this question actually came. All these came from the internet, but this kind of came from something that somebody tried to call Young Dirt out on. Okay. But check it out. Here you go. It says, the goal is to get some money, make it out the hood, and that's the agenda. But as long as these youngins stay in the hood, killing each other to prove a point, that's where they all would die at. True or false?
True.
Ain't really no reason to elaborate on that. Yeah. Oh, Auntie, I forgot. What was the last question? Auntie said she was driving that order in Zaxby's.
Bruh, she
was being
Zaxby's
safe.
Like you eat Chipotle, but
so, hey, man, listen.
She said, the last question was, here you go, Auntie. The last question was, a man found everything that he wanted in a woman, but the sex was whack. And the poom poom was loose.
Why my auntie need
is
to know that
is he
question?
Cheating?
Yeah, auntie.
Is he cheating? Is he cheating on that woman?
I don't even think I want auntie to answer.
He found exactly. Everything in it. Is he cheating? Yes, true or false? Is he cheating?
Yeah, we looking at your answer, auntie. Just know we auntie, watching.
Your mother from the pearly gates of heaven is watching this. So, auntie. Yeah, so.
Job.
All right, what's the next question?
Okay, the next one was, okay, it says.
Auntie said false. Good answer, Auntie. Good answer.
Thank okay, you, false. Auntie. See, that what we talking about.
I said false too, Auntie. They bullied me into saying true.
This man over here, man. All right, it says, the next question. It says, the next statement, should I say. It says, fellas. Date what your paycheck can handle. If she's on here eating tomahawk steaks with 24K golden flakes, I don't care how she got it, but if you can't provide it, leave her alone. True or false?
That is true.
That is false.
Bruh, stop being ignorant.
Why am I ignorant, bro?
Y'all, hey. Tony provide tomahawk steaks.
Nah, I never said
dripping
I'm
gold.
I never said I'm gonna provide it, but I'm not gonna not shoot my shot just because I can't afford what she eating.
All right, so
she might be bossed up and she paying for her own damn meal. So shit, I could eat like that too. It's opportunity in everything. It's an opportunity in every situation.
So is it true or false to date what? To date what your paycheck can handle?
Man, right, see right. if you out this bitch dating to satisfy somebody financially, then yeah.
That is what that's...
But if you date into for intimacy and love, then nah, fuck that, bro. Go all the way out. Shit.
Go all the way out, Tony?
Yeah. You need to find you somebody that's going to build you up.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, that's what the fuck they've been looking for.
Bro, so you being an astronaut, bro.
But I'm just saying,
they
bro.
They put on a new outfit and got a whole new mood.
Man, Tony said they looking for the same damn thing.
Look, bro, all I'm saying is... All right,
go on and talk to him, bro.
Sometimes a change of scenery, you know, if your house going to look in a little... Door born to you. What you do to make it, to spice it up a little bit? You got some paint on the wall.
Yeah.
Put up a little curtains.
You got to fix it up.
All right, your life is boring right now. What you gonna make it better? A little bit over here eating steak by herself.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Let me go ahead over here.
Explained. I get what you're saying.
And let me go over here and see. You know how you get on steak.
Both y'all are in the same venue, so basically you can't afford it.
Okay. Correct. I just can't eat the same steak, but
I got a. I
got a good
eye.
Idea.
I got a ribeye.
Yeah.
She got that big tomahawk.
I got a butterfly well done.
Okay. There we go.
That shit.
There we go.
I got that butterfly well done.
So check it out. Next statement here. In a relationship or a marriage, mm-hmm. Would you feel a way if your partner want to have sex using condoms?
What's that?
What?
What's that?
Say it again.
In a relationship or marriage.
Okay.
Would you feel some type of way if your partner wants to have sex with condoms?
In a relationship, no. In a marriage, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Well, you know, relationships always start off with the Trojan man.
Trojan man.
Then it always end
in skin.
With the Michelin man.
And guess what?
It always
ends. The Trojan man was in your pocket too.
Oh yeah.
You say always end with skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. In the marriage, I would definitely say, yeah.
He
won't
care.
I
but,
mean, in
the
marriage, in the relationship.
In a marriage, though, flat. I mean, if you what you know, trying to prevent the kids.
In a marriage is like.
Are you trying to prevent having kids?
Man, or shit. You just jump out into the hallway. That shit ain't that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
skin.
Now we just said that
you can get stuck if you want to.
Okay, all right.
But if you try not to get stuck, you know how to motherfucker move your ass up out of that bitch. Go all the way to that bitch, right at the tip. Let me get up out of that bitch. Give me a leg.
Sometimes you be on one of these.
Hey, well, that's your
man. I don't know about the marriage part now. I can't go with the own. Yeah. Well,
y'all living together.
If you preventing
and y'all married
children,
don't they got other things to prevent that?
Yeah, fly, but we can't get into
correct.
All of that.
Correct, so, correct.
They got other things that prevent that,
and they got other things that make it multiply too.
Here we go, ladies. Here comes a statement. This one's kind of long. It said, "Ladies, please, please remember to fill your own cup." You want flowers, go buy some. If you want to date, go enjoy a nice meal. If you want a new bag, go cop it. We have to stop relying on men to make us happy. Happiness begins within. Love on yourself, and you will attract the right type of man. Anything a man brings to you should be an addition. Is that true or false, ladies and gentlemen?
That is 100% true. And I'm going to tell you, all jokes, my auntie, she is like, my auntie don't need, she a true definition of don't need a man for you know what I'm saying? Like auntie, bro. Auntie about her own.
Yeah, auntie already understand. She said all the way true.
See, listen, well, my auntie, listen, boy.
Yeah,
I love her because she got her own.
If a man come in her life,
you protect her.
You just basically there to protect and pay the important bill. Well, damn near all the bills. I don't know who pay bills, but
okay.
Auntie ain't with that. I need a man to do this. I need a man to do that. Nah. She got her nephew to come move that garbage. She got a I'm just playing auntie.
Yeah.
All right, true or false? Women naturally follow and take after the man they're connected to the most.
Hold on, before we answer that question, auntie, did Jock ever come get that chair? All right, let's answer this question.
No, I didn't. Auntie, you ain't got the answer. Don't forget. If the attorney ain't present, don't answer. And I did not go get the chair.
I know.
Dang, fly.
I know.
Dang.
And she
said, nope. Just had to make sure, auntie. But that's your nephew, though. That's your nephew. You can't pick your nephews, because if you could, obviously you'll pick Tony MFD. But unfortunately, you stuck with Fly John. I come pick up the show, auntie.
This man.
She said, right.
This man.
I'm just saying, man. I'm trying to, hey.
Man, I'm her favorite nephew. I'm her favorite nephew.
You her only nephew.
Yeah, true that.
So do women naturally, follow after kind of...
Not naturally.
Take on the man...
Not naturally.
That they're connected
explain,
to
explain, Tony.
Mm-mm. Not naturally.
Hey, brother.
No, it's not. So that's false? That's Tony false. Says it's false. Okay.
Only way a woman...
Hold on. Was that the same question?
Mm-mm. Remember, Tony jumped back to the previous one and then... I had already asked them.
What was the previous question?
The previous one was about
you picking up Auntie Chow.
Ladies remember to pretty much ladies being able to fill their own cup down and wine themselves before
that's false.
A man comes along. Shit.
That's what you said.
No.
I
said
ain't
true.
Say false everybody, on that. Everybody said true, I think.
Yeah, everybody said true. To some extent, I mean, you got to be. I mean, I don't know what man wouldn't like a woman that can.
I love
you know,
to
take
see,
care. Of, you know, herself
I just love before. Seeing things like that.
You know,
like,
keep yourself
like
up, shawty.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Damn.
Like you say, when you come along, yeah. that should be.
I like saying that when they be like, I just had to go treat myself.
That, you know, nails,
treat
hair,
yourself.
whatever it is that you need to keep
go
yourself up
treat
on.
Yourself,
do that.
Go
yeah.
have a,
yeah,
a
right.
cocktail,
Listen,
you know.
I have no problem. Because I seen a dude post yesterday about a dude. He was in the barbershop. He was like, man, you know, I'm finna go on out here, man. Find me, old lady. But he said after that haircut, he was like, man, fuck that. These hoes need me.
I said what that said. That was a little Duval.
I ain't gonna say no names, bro.
Damn. Captain Kirk.
Can you save me?
All right, check it. All right, so.
I want to go on record and say, I don't know where the fuck you got these grapes from, but these bitches A1.
It's popping, ain't
it? Nah, they good, though.
When naturally, all right, it says pretty much a woman will naturally follow and take after her man, you know, the man that she's connected to the most. Just like, you know, how they say, oh, y'all starting to look alike, you know, y'all talking like that other kind of shit.
Nah, that's false.
That's false?
I don't want you to look like me.
the fuck?
I don't even be liking that dress alike shit. Just have it on in different colors or something.
I mean dress alike. Colors. But all that 20s, you got on your sweatsuit, I got on my sweat. No, we can match our colors, but.
Okay. I mean, it depends, though. I mean,
it depends. If it's like a group, if it's picture day. Like
I think you got on this sweater, right?
Mm-hmm.
With your black jeans on. Nah, Vicky got the same sweater on, but she wear it like in like a dress form. You know what I'm saying? Like
okay.
Wear it as like a skirt.
Skirt with heels.
Yeah, with heels on.
Yeah,
so she making it look good too, but y'all, yeah. All right.
Okay.
I think what they're saying on the basis.
When dressing like that, like that's how I like to dress. If I ever did, it'd be like that, but.
I think they're saying what on the basis of mentally and stuff like that. I think that it's true because eventually, I mean, hell, your sex is energy. It's a transfer of energy. So when you're doing something like, you get what I mean? When you're depositing something in the woman, that's, you know, it's going to naturally take on after you. That's just like that child takes on after you.
Taylin,
let me show you how this works.
I ain't never seen.
We're gonna see Tony within this child right now.
All
right,
Taylor.
Right, right, we're gonna see.
What y'all doing?
We're gonna see how this shit works.
I'm gonna show y'all. This girl don't look shit like me, but she got that shit on.
Who? Taylor look just like his dad. We gonna talk about Taylor don't look like him. Please.
That's his twin.
My point exactly.
He know that's his twin.
He know it.
We about to show y'all.
Go put LaCuz on so she can go and prove you wrong. On the live.
Auntie still on. Auntie,
I
need you to answer this because you the only truth.
Look,
person.
Just like his ass.
I believe you believe in God.
Let's go.
Look at that. Boom. Dried up and shit.
See all those deposits right there?
Look.
Yeah, who Tay look like? Her damn daddy.
Oh, thanks. I don't even think we, what's her name?
Can you see that, y'all? Boom.
Look at that. I look just like my daddy.
Let me see.
In the case of you are the father.
You are.
Do you look like me?
You come talking to Mike. Don't tell him.
Do you like your daddy?
No.
Do you dress like your daddy?
No.
All right.
You dress better than your daddy?
You dress better than your dad, don't you?
That's right. You have that shit.
See?
Thank you.
This is what we said.
Just like that.
You
pulled
the whole point.
Oh, damn, that bitch.
I'm so hungry. All right, man. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right.
And your shirt way in the back. Cool. Good job.
All All right, so here we go. Boom. The next song statement. Shut the door. People have to pretend you're a bad person so they don't feel guilty about the things they did to you. True or false?
Hold on, hold on.
True.
Hold on, repeat that again.
True.
Hold on, repeat that.
All right, here we go.
True.
Here comes the statement. The statement Lego. Says.
Let go.
True or false, people? Mm-hmm. People have to pretend you're a bad person so they don't feel guilty about the things they did to you. True or false?
Nah, that's false. That's false.
A motherfucker would run your name through the mud. Knowing damn well.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't you, it was there.
I know.
Hey,
I
know. Boy, I tell you, boy.
Yes, Auntie, we need you, like you to answer. They'll talk about you like a dog. No,
but I tell you, hold on, bud.
Right. Media talk so bad about me.
Mm-hmm. And I got a pretty good
But the cats, they be made. So bad without me.
Alright, it was some other stuff, but honestly, I didn't really want to get all into it because it was like adult stuff, like finding out it was like the body count on women between 25 and 40. It said like is the average is 7. Is that true or false? That there have been them been with 7.
That ain't my problem. I'm here now. Motherfucker, man, I be. Wow. That ain't my problem. I ain't investigating.
That ain't my problem.
Unless I knew about the situation before I got in this situation.
I mean, I don't. I said. But the answer, the answer was in the United States, it's false. It's 4. The women would have been with 4 different mates between the ages of 25 and 40.
What?
In the United States. Now, the question, the statement said 7. But in the United States, it said it's the number is 4.
4 what?
That they would be with 4 different mates.
Man, if you don't get from that the virgin marriage.
25 to 40.
Four mates.
Oh. 4 different mates from the ages of 25 to 40.
Okay, that's a damn lie.
Yeah, nah, for real. Because, like, I think I was like.
That is a damn lie.
Because I know when I was like. I think when I was like 18, I was already at 6. And.
That's why I said women told.
Oh.
Women.
Oh. Okay, well, I can't speak for women. But I still don't think 4 is an accurate number.
4 definitely ain't an accurate number.
I rock with 7.
Unless this was your high school sweetheart and y'all got married. Right then, young age, y'all married. But
I don't know. I think.
Cause and 20, y'all 20, never been to the club. 20,
y'all went to the club.
25 not that bad for a woman to really start to realize like, hey, you know, hey, what the hell am I doing?
Man,
you know, that first boost of freedom. Together. You see what I'm saying? Bruh. Like 25 to 40. That's not.
If
a
ba- you
like,
live in the city, 4 is.
She when? Had 25, y'all. What? He's listen. 25 to 40. 25. The age from the. She said that's
like you had relationships.
For real, that's a damn lie.
So y'all think it's a lie. All right, so the
bruh, I think the average person
United States they say in the average they say in United States
bruh, in the US
they say on average a woman has 4 different mates from the ages of 25 to 40.
And they she had 4 no more after that? You saying?
I ain't saying after that. I'm just that's the average.
Bro, that's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. Sorry.
Like she in a relationship with everybody she has sex with.
If a woman in a relationship, let me tell you, she has sex.
Okay.
Now from 25 to 40, that's a long little stretch.
It is, but
and half of them is single.
I mean
25 years.
Okay, 25 years. That's a long stretch. And this is the person that is single. She's independent. No. Hell no.
I mean, it is.
Unless it is 15 it years. Is possible it for is possible. A person that probably got married 15. At that age.
Look, you're going to run into some fools in that count. What happened now?
It's going up quick. Yeah, you're going to run into it. Listen.
Yeah. Talk your shit, and auntie.
That count going to go up quick.
For real.
Everybody ain't like y'all. And I can count on one hand how many relationships I've been in. Hell, I was married for 9 years, and I'm about to be 37.
Look, I had to read the whole thing. I thought she was saying, I'm about at 37. I said, whoa. Damn, my brand, calm it down. Cool it down.
Okay.
And...
okay, cool. So let's jump. I'm finna
lost y'all my virginity.
Y'all got
before you came to the show.
I refuse to answer any question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
I've been a virgin for what? JoJo was born.
Nah, man. Nah, bitch.
That was on me.
I am.
That's my bad.
I am a virgin today.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother.
Yeah, I'm a day by day virgin.
There it is.
You know, so being a virgin.
That's interesting.
Yeah, man. Hmm. You know, every time
that's odd.
You know,
and the voice of Karen's. That's odd.
Check it out. So. All right, I think
hold on, let me get Brandy right real
quick. Uh-oh.
If you would have answered your phone when I called you.
Because you told me you called her Thursday night.
And no, I never told you I called her. I said I will call her.
Oh.
But anyway, Brandy, I was calling you to apologize for not reaching out to you because it was my responsibility. But your bald-headed ass didn't answer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about me because you said bald-headed.
No. So, Brandy, that was my fault. But...
yeah, just a little miscommunication. But listen, just to lay everything out, plain and simple for the guests and the people that are coming on and want to come on, it will be in the best interest to just let us know either A, if it's you bringing the business to the forefront, or B, you have a specific topic or something that you're doing or you stand behind that you want to kind of, you know what I'm saying, talk about that way that you're not just... kind of up here, kind of just stuck, and those would be to me. That's like my two criteria. You get what I mean? To just come on the show and get everything cracking. And then from that point, it's just scheduling. So just seeing what works with everything, because all this stuff is a lot of it is kind of on the fly and off the top of the dome.
Yeah. I mean, everything. Everybody that is coming on the show have things going on, you know what I'm saying? If you got positive moves going on in the city, you got your business, all that, yeah, welcome. Now, if you just person that just want to be on here, just get some likes, nah, we ain't getting down like that.
Let me find our auntie of Virgo. Let me find
my auntie of Virgo. No, she ain't saying Virgo, she said virgin. My auntie ain't doing nothing.
No, she said I'm a virgin according to my astronomy sign, according to astrology. So that's why I say, you know, the Virgo sign is of a virgin. So that's why I'm trying to, let me find out you're a virgin. Virgo. Y'all got me saying it wrong.
Now. Auntie, I don't know what
let
sign
me,
she
let
is.
Me find out you. Right. So you telling me, ooh, hey, auntie. Ooh.
Auntie. There is not an attorney present.
When new nephew birthday, he don't even listen. Well, hey, you might want to pick up Tony now, man. For real, now.
I'll never forget birthdays.
Him forgot your birthday. Auntie.
No, I ain't forget a birthday.
Auntie, you a Virgo?
Virgos ain't no good, from what I hear.
Talk that shit.
Who said that?
Brandy.
She had a Virgo?
I don't know.
Y'all should.
I don't know, but apparently she had a Virgo because she said they ain't no good.
You had a Virgo? Was you married to? Well, that boy, he wasn't no Virgo. He wasn't no Virgo. Stop. Stop it. Stop it, I say. All right, so check it out.
What's the next question?
I ain't got none. I think that was it, because all the other ones, I really didn't want to go all the way into. It just seems like it was kind of getting what you want to call it? Like we was in the office trying to learn about the vaginas and what it can do.
They were saying,
is it true or false? Can people get stuck together?
He was a Leo. You heard, Brandon. Leos are the bet. Well,
Leo. Shit. He was Leo. Yeah. I feel sorry for you, boo.
What you mean? Leos are shit.
Oh, you just got fired.
Leos are the best. Auntie, I love you, Auntie. I know you're a Virgo.
Hey,
what
listen.
What the date of it is, though?
Mind your business.
We are the best. That's
what
we talking
about. I just want to get Auntie a birthday present.
Talk your Auntie. That's what we talking about. Come on, listen. Man. Come on, somebody.
He said he was even worse. Leo.
I don't know, but all I know is ain't nobody got no problem with cancers. That's all I know.
Shit,
yeah,
cancers.
Yeah, they did. They were just like, them niggas is cancer.
They was like, y'all toxic like the real cancer.
Toxic and, and you're
just childish.
No, we ain't childish.
Them Leos are the shit. Brandon was with Leo for 9 years.
And she hated every
bit of it. Yeah, she hated
but
it.
It's but guess what? Listen, she probably hated, but guess what? He's still right here.
Nah, she hated because nigga walked around that bitch talking about some Simba. Lion King ass nigga.
That is true. You mad because you cancer.
Yeah, nigga, I cancel cultures, nigga.
Shit. Mr. Chemo.
No, she's talking about, here's the thing. All of y'all are dogs. How is that?
Bar.
And what's a dog? Because I think the last time we heard the female dog, but you know what I mean? So how?
Put an address on that shit. Who you talking about? What you mean? Because I ain't no dog. Keep paying, paying.
Only not, yeah.
Oh, look.
Oh, okay. She said she
dang,
was
auntie, September 16th.
I told
her. I remember that because my nephew my auntie, is September
15th. That's on, that was my partner's birthday, too. Straight up. I like that. That's what we talking about.
My auntie don't do nothing on her birthday. Auntie, she didn't be want a bottle of wine, and that bitch sit there until I come visit.
Auntie, how was your Zaxby's, auntie? Was it good? This is your nephew, Tony.
Ooh, Jock. And auntie say Mondeuce was a counselor.
Yeah.
She
in June.
First of all, Brandon, don't be putting PJ. My last name on here. My name is Tony
MLB. Put my name on that ain't going to really give you no kind of credibility as far as that goes.
Tony
Gordon,
Mr. TikTok, and PJ.
I mean, people listen.
My name is Tony Mother.
People say what they feel all day, but
my name is Mr. Fly Jock. You know what I'm saying?
Please say the mother.
Hey, listen.
Who the fly part, just say capital JOC. You hear me?
I don't care about my name being.
I don't know who this Gordon character you referring to.
Tony Gordon. Damn, shit. Bruh.
That's nice.
She ain't say the middle name.
All right, let me.
I'm gonna go ahead and be quiet.
Check it out.
I go way back. I'm gonna call you about headed ass after this show.
So,
that's what all right,
check it out. So, true or false? Anything close? Anything that we need to know as far as on this topic? We had a lot. We had a couple of the statements and stuff like that. Like I said, I could have went further into it. I didn't want to, turn this into the anatomy of the, you know. But y'all didn't answer the last statement. They said, was it true or false that people can get stuck together during sex?
Yeah.
Was that a true or false statement?
I got my daughter, Jazar.
All right, physically stuck, not the jocks terminology.
I shot the club up.
Stuck, not jocks terminology of stuck, ladies and gentlemen. But they just asked, is it true or false? Can people get stuck?
No.
Here come Brandon. She talking like dogs.
No. Yeah. That's what I thought at first, Brandon. I like, I know I'm a Rottweiler. No,
bro, listen, I ain't heard of that. I haven't heard of that since I left the hood. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Call me what you want.
Since I left the hood, I have not heard about that. Like, she say like dogs.
Man, all I know is I got to slide through the hood just to check my clothes.
She said like dogs. Dang, that's crazy.
Listen. No, that is false of what you said.
Like
physically stuck? Nah.
They saying it's not ideal that you want to experience that after, you know, intercourse or something like that being stuck and having to go to the ER to
get that chlamydia.
Yeah, but
stuck you talking about?
No, that's what they said. Nah, man, this man.
I'm like, damn. Y'all need to start hunching them dirty foots.
But to me, in my mind, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it's just wrong. I don't see that as being right.
What?
It's just wrong.
What is wrong?
Unless Shawty is a woman, bro, like when we talking about like 25, let's just
speak on his name. 25.
I ain't talking to no 25 year olds.
So. Huh? I'm just saying 25 or older. 25. I'm just saying 25 and up.
You really got that.
You got to be over 32.
You got to squeeze like that?
32, 34. Yeah.
To get stuck?
34 and up.
Huh?
I'm just saying
to get stuck. I don't even see myself with a 25 yo.
I understand. That's good. But listen to what I'm trying to say. To get stuck.
If I'm just hitting you, I'm not getting stuck. I'm not getting stuck. If I'm just hanging.
Brandi wild as fuck.
What?
She a liar.
She's like, I'm trying to pitch against her.
No.
Wait. Okay, pause.
Yeah.
Outfit of the day goes to PJ. You clean, sir.
You got me fucked.
Thank you. I appreciate that. She tried you, bro.
You
know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
My dog been
saving this outfit.
Little motherfucker.
For when the temperature dropped below 30.
My dog was 33, praying for 33 a hot degrees. Christmas. I mean, a cold Christmas, and now he got the... Damn, she tried you, bro.
We told him during Christmas that cold one coming to January, February.
Yeah.
Y'all know how it works. Yeah. Y'all know how this works.
Man,
damn, bro, you got to go change clothes now.
I gotta go change shit. That nigga stand in the house.
Anything in clothing?
That nigga like his ass about to go get some pecans, man. Fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, he bad, y'all. He is bad. Hey, bro, I thought you had that shit on.
I do got that shit on.
So, really, PJ is Mr. Put That Shit On today.
That's what we talking about.
Damn.
When you go Brandi cock out it, like her left eye go this way, her right eye this way.
Okay. All right.
Fuck she looking at right now.
Tony, stand up again.
He just can't lose. Man, call Mike. Get Mike on the line.
Don't put Mike on the phone.
Get Mike on the line, man. Hey, Brandi, call Mike. Hit Mike up. Hit Mike. Tell Mike to get on the line, man. Tell Mike to check in.
That boy got on them 11s.
Mike probably got on.
That boy got on them 11s
his
now.
His sleeping clothes probably killing Tony right now. Mike, man.
This outfit he called.
Well, Mike went to sleep in killing
Damn.
Tony right now.
Oh, shit. Damn. His PJ's killing you, they say.
Hey, man. Check it out. Damn. Okay. So, anything in clothing, fellas?
Yeah, I'm about to put his black mask.
My dog got on them 11s today.
Long crooked foot.
Bruh, she said you slept with it.
Riding, bro. I'm talking about riding too. Sliding Tony, real quick.
Hey man, that's cool.
All right. Check it out. We finna get into the joke of the day. Riddle of the day. And it goes on something like this. And it's customized. All right, things that start with a letter D that women love.
Oh, man, I ain't even gonna say it. This
Demetrius.
Things.
Delta Airlines.
Start with a D that women love, but you have to think. I mean, it can be anything, but you have to say what the answer is. You have to say exactly what the answer is. That's the thing.
This donut.
Oh, she said dogs. That was a good one. Dogs. Like in what term that kind of, Brandi, where that's coming from? Which one? You talking about human dogs? Or are we talking about pet chicken?
Like, little dogs, you know what I'm saying? Like
Which one? Which one are we talking about?
You just told us that niggas is dogs. Say women love dogs.
Mm-hmm.
My not the human ones.
Women love dogs, not the human
ones. Right. All right, fellas. Things that start with a D.
I already told you.
A donut.
This.
Yeah, that way.
Diggling. That's fair enough.
Ladies.
That's fair enough. Girls love
females. Auntie better not say shit. I mean, stop.
Oh, shit. He's gonna get his ass whooped.
Auntie, don't say nothing.
Nothing.
She like them kids.
Right.
Them kids.
And the answer is a dress.
Oh.
You just saying dreams.
Thank you,
you know
Auntie.
Somebody
dreams.
Somebody did say that.
It's a sweet dream, but this shit is a beautiful nightmare.
Okay.
Brandon said PJ dressed better than me.
Damn, bro. He dream about that shit tonight.
That's gonna be a nightmare.
Hey.
Once I hit the door, I hit these streets and these real swaggers to go to jock in my fresh.
I ain't really worried about nothing. I said
it's a difference, huh?
It's a difference, man. It's level to this shit.
You got to get up every day
and put that shit on. Not just on Sundays.
You got to get the up every day and put this shit on for you. It said, up with everybody else doing and saying.
Yep.
This is your swag. Life. Live it.
That nigga saying swag.
All right, soldier. Soldier boy.
I can't put that shit on every day because I be at work. I stay in my uniform.
You talking about kick a dope ass nigga?
Oh, yeah. My dog look like he put a strong arm something.
Yeah, you need to see him do pull off. You know how I go.
All right, Mr. Kick Dope.
Kick Dope shouting.
Kick in the dope.
Get on the floor. Smoke to your gate. Smoke. Joker.
I forgot. I might have listened to that bit. Choker, heavy smoker, like a choo-choo.
Shit talking.
I'm playing that on the way home now. Hey, them boys over here bringing up some old school funk.
I'm buzzing right now.
Chef, bro. I got to play that bit, bro.
Okay.
I'm on that good yak.
All right, what we got? What we got in closing, fellas?
It pulled the joke.
Y'all ain't got no joke of the day?
Oh, yeah,
anything,
joke of the day.
Hold the thing that you were for?
PJ got that shit on. Never, nigga. That's my joke.
That ain't no goddamn joke. But shit,
like hell it ain't.
All right.
Brandon said that was a true statement.
I can do that without trying.
Damn.
But, yeah.
I hear you talking, dog, but I just don't believe you.
And I just be in the mute. I just be in the middle of like, just vibe and eat my dogs, though.
All right, check it out. We got Sunday the Scoop, man. Y'all definitely shop and support us, man. Y'all go follow us on YouTube. The videos, links is up, things like that. Y'all definitely can shop. Sunday the Scoop, too. It's the Scoop Biz shirts, the Hustle Misfits. There's a couple different things.
So
I still do have something new launching that I want to release. I haven't done it yet. I'm still in the provisions of doing the design work. What else we got? We got Will Power. Y'all need plumbing? Hit up Will Power. Tony, what you got? Fly Job. We got Easy Tax. Ocala, y'all hit that up. Y'all need them taxes done. Y'all get over there. Especially y'all people that had got those W-2s just last week of this week. Gonna run that. We got Lavella's. Y'all already see. We always have the ice cream in the back. That's thanks to Lavella's. Y'all definitely go shop her soaps and stuff.
She got them soaps.
And good soap. What else we got on the scoop?
And once again, she make everything from scratch. She make her soaps like they a homemade pound cake.
And y'all get with everybody else that done came on, supported the show. Bit Sis.
New viewers, we love
Golden,
you.
Golden, a lot of, yeah, like literally, hey. And look, see, there we go. See, she dropping in the comment. That's what I like to see. So you drop the stuff in there, let people check you out, go from there.
Okay, my auntie, why she put that?
What else? What auntie got?
No, nothing.
I finna say, cause we can put auntie up there too. See what auntie got. What you saying? Why you saying it like that? Why you saying it like that, Fly?
I'm in trouble now, y'all.
Y'all done got in trouble. Dang it, man. Drop.
Hey, shout out to my auntie. My auntie be tagged in.
We see you in the building.
I'm saying, make sure y'all get them soaps from Brandy. Because I just walked in. Matter of fact, when I was taking a shower, I see Vicky was using one of them soaps that she sent to us.
Listen, I use mine. I ain't even released my little exclusive stuff yet. But yeah,
more Brandy whenever you get a second.
Yeah, I told Brandy I need a beard oil.
That's what I need.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Just let me know when that right there. I'll bring my crooked foot ass over there and pick up my shit.
Hey, Brandy. Hey, Brandy. This is a real beard talking right now.
Bitch. Bitch.
DJ got that shit on, and hey, I got a real beard.
That's
so,
what we talking
can
about.
Can I get a beard oil, you know what I'm saying?
But y'all, dang.
But my dog got that shit on,
dang,
though.
She was gonna bring the stuff through today, okay.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We ain't get back at you. My bad. Okay. Here again, my fault.
Okay.
Everybody loves Tony.
Yeah, man. Everybody loves Tony, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tony Motherfucking D,
Tony
man.
Motherfucking D.
Hey.
Hey, man, make y'all sure y'all follow me on TikTok.
Follow my dog. TikTok drop.
Know what I'm saying?
TikTok drop.
In the words of my dog City, know what I'm saying? Can your man cook, though?
Ooh,
know what I'm saying? My dog City got that famous quote.
Yeah, man, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And whenever you watch my videos, make sure you rub your phone and smell.
Okay, scratch and smell that. Yeah. All right, that's what we talking about. That's some real shit. Okay. I'm about to say scratch and smell the phone, nigga. He got, bro, listen. Apple ain't got nothing on Fly.
Talk to me.
Scratch and sniff the phone when you see that, when you see my dog on TikTok. All right, cool. What else we got?
We got Tony with that shit on today, though.
Hey, bro, you ain't got to tell the people they already witnessing, bro. They already know I got that shit on, bro.
Like, you got Mr. PJ over there.
You got Mr. PJ Jeepers Creepers over that motherfucker.
Whatever, that always. Hey, every time.
I want to go watch time, Jeepers Creepers. I ain't going to flex.
Every
like
time.
Like them 11s, though, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Every time, bro. Yeah, man, every time. No, you know what I'm saying? I might as well stay. I stay home alone.
Yes,
yeah,
I got them too. Yes. These are spaceships.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know shit.
Jubilees. You got them Jubilees
these
on.
These Jubilees. Yeah, man. Sound like an expensive gumbo from New Orleans. Yeah.
Let me get that right, Jubilee
hey,
with
listen,
rice.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all tuning in to Sunday the Scoop. All right. So, yeah, we're going to make it real interesting. Y'all tune in, lock in, and let's go. It's the Scoop.
I feel blessed on this one. Yeah.